For those resolving to fix their financial and debt problems in 2011, the Better Business Bureau has some warnings to heed and some resources to use. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Debt problems can strike any time of the year, but Tara Sims, public relations manager for the Alaska office of the Better Business Bureau, says recent holiday spending plus winter costs can foster an out-of-control spin for personal finances.
Maybe consumers' bills just added up a little bit more during the holiday times than they thought. Maybe the heating bills are more expensive than they estimated, or perhaps the family just is under hard times right now. And when those January bills come around, they might be thinking about trying to find some help and resources to avoid going further into debt.
Because of the seasonal financial pressure, the Bureau has issued a guide to debt resolution and money management. The guide, along with other tips, is available by going to the website of the Better Business Bureau of Alaska. The Bureau's advice is timely. Companies claiming they can rescue the debt-laden are already increasing their television ads now that the holidays are nearly over and January bills will soon be in the mail. While debts can cause stress and a desire for an immediate solution, Sims advises caution.
The debt negotiation, also sometimes called debt settlement, it's just really important for consumers to do their research. There's some great companies out there that can be a help to consumers, and there's also sometimes some offers that sometimes consumers can go in a different route would be better. So it's just really important to check out the business, get a BV reliability report, make sure and find out if the offer is going to affect your credit negatively or not. Make sure it's something that you can't do on your own.
By on your own, Sims means personally contacting the creditors and trying to work out a payment plan with them. And then, she stressed, keep in touch with them and know exactly the month-to-month status of your debt. Factual monthly reports are also a good idea, even if you're working through a debt management company. And if you choose to work through a company, research it thoroughly first. One way is by, once again, going to the Better Business Bureau of Alaska website. And watch for some red flags, such as the term debt elimination.
Debt doesn't go away overnight. It takes some time to fix problems and find ways to pay back debts.
Sims says some debt assistance firms will lure clients into a false sense of security over debt disappearance with a pseudo-certificate.
We've seen cases where people get a certificate from a business and they've paid for this certificate that basically says that their debts are no longer due, that it's all covered and paid for. However, there's no legal authority with this paperwork. It's just they've paid for a piece of paper. It doesn't have any legal standing.
Another tip? Sims says it's also imperative to verify the legitimacy of any unexpected debt collection calls.
If somebody is calling you and claiming that you owe a debt, ask for them to send the information in writing. That way you can substantiate the debt. Do not provide bank account, credit card information, or other personal information over the phone without confirming the legitimacy of the call.
Nor is it sufficient for a debt collector to write simply that his firm has obtained or purchased the debt from another company. By federal law, collectors must be able to track the debt back to its origin and supply that information to the person it says owes the money. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.